Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode number 79 of the No Bad Days podcast. Joined here by Jordan Martin. How's it going?
I'm really good, actually. We're sitting here watching playoff hockey. My Jets are on, since I love the Jets, and this is my first game of the year watching them. Mm-hmm. And
die hard.
We had a really good dinner tonight, and I had dessert, so I'm just a happy, happy boy overall.
That was a good dinner, I got to say. And first, we got to just say hi to Johnny, Toronto correspondent for this podcast. He's got his Blue Jays tarp on because the Leafs had a tough first one tonight. But anyways, how's it going, Johnny?
Yeah, it's going good, I guess. We did have a great dinner. That Cava place is fucking unreal. Mediterranean Chipotle. God. But I told you before we started this pod, I tossed on my Blue Jays sweater. Just because might as well start being a fan of them now because, oh my God, man, what an embarrassing
game one. And you're already ready to throw in the towel or what?
Not ready to throw in the towel. I still have faith in the boys, but I don't know. We don't have the best track record going down to Tampa. So, and that's where especially, we're going to have to win two games.
Especially, especially with the boys going there.
Yeah, you can say it. They announced it today.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
especially with the boys going there. Yeah, we're 4-0
there. Newsletter.
I did know that. Yeah. Well, we're not there.
Yeah. True.
So, you know what? Maybe we were the good luck charms for Tampa, not the other half of the hockey guys there. I don't know.
They'll still have fun at Hattrick, so.
Oh man!
Yes, they will. They in fact will.
I love that place.
That place is the best place. Like that's one of the best bars I've been to.
That like we went to some pretty cool ones, but that like just topped it off. I think it a little bit.
There's nothing. No, there's nothing special about the bar.
No, I was gonna say I was like a little bit maybe the company that we were in.
Yeah, exactly what it was.
There were some big names there. We're not going to name drop, but there were some big names there, and we met some cool people, met some new friends along the way as well there. But man, we had fun.
Yeah,
that's where the Irish car bombs started.
What was the other drink we were doing too? Lemon drops.
Picklebacks. Oh, I had like four or five of those, and then I had to be up at 4:30 for my flight at 6:30.
Yeah, you left at like early.
You were in one.
Yeah,
you left early, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we shut that. Actually, they closed, told us to leave. No one left, and then we stayed there probably an extra 2 hours.
Yeah.
And just
we love doing that at places,
and people,
just keeping them open.
And people definitely knew who we were. They're like, "Who are these nine idiots over here?"
Mm-hmm.
Like getting in everyone's face, talking to everyone, being friendly, and just having a good time.
They all knew each other from work, obviously.
Yeah,
like working with who, like the NHL or whatever. They're all different. They're all friends, and then there's just it's all of them basically in the bar, and then there's the nine of us.
Yeah.
And we were just people persons.
Yeah, we were just talking everyone's ear off, and the funny thing was, what? Go ahead.
I was gonna say, didn't you guys buy shots or the car bombs for one of the people?
We bought the
whole bar round
for the whole bar.
The whole bar. We got up there, and then
we spent like $1,000.
One of the VIPs there was like, "What the hell is this?" And there was a Finnish guy beside him who was a broadcaster for like the Europe part of it, and he's like, "Oh, just drink it. Oh, it's good." Yeah, he had no idea what it was.
And what was it? Was it the car bomb?
It was a car bomb. Yeah,
it was a Guinness, Irish cream, and JMO.
But these car bombs were like intense. Like it was an actual Guinness, like 3/4 full. And then
it was like chugging a full beer
with creamer and a JMO. And if you let that thing sit for more than 30 seconds, the cream, like it looked like spoiled milk. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I still haven't had one of those before.
We had like,
you gotta try one.
I think we had like between 7 to 10 each.
I remember I counted. I had 9.
Just those. Just those. Like, and then never mind. Never mind the beers and then
the picklebacks
that we had too. That was crazy.
We racked up a tab.
Yeah. So sure. I hope the boys do return to hat tricks and then we can live vicariously through them.
We went there the night before, just the boys, and for whatever reason, we started doing Irish car bombs just with us having dinner. Yeah. And that's what carried over to the next night.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was crazy. Those are the best. That place has the best wings I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
What was the flavor again?
It was like Dave's Way or something like that.
Yeah. Dave Kaplan's Way.
Yeah,
David Kaplan's way.
Cappy was back there tossing up some wings for the boys. But anyways, back to the Toronto thing. Tonight's showing was just piss poor. Were there a couple bad calls for both teams? 100%. Second period was all shorthanded or power play PK. But that's no excuse to lose 7-3 at home game one in the playoffs. That's just brutal.
Yeah.
After all the hype that they got the hype that everyone said this year is their year, they're going to get out of the first round.
Yeah, but
all the hype, and I think the pressure just got to them.
What's the difference between them saying that this year and then them saying that the last 5 years too? You know,
no, well, but like, but
you sound like a real believer.
It's just no, I'm not. It's not that. It's just I'm being realistic. Like it's just
this is what Leafs fans are right now.
No, they just can't like. You just can't keep saying that every year. This is our year. The worst.
I genuinely do think that they will come out of the series, though. Like, I think they'll win this year.
I think they should bounce back because tonight was a kick in the ass for sure. Maybe a little wake up,
especially with Hedman and Chernak out too.
Chernak right? came yeah. back.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fine.
I think. Maybe not.
He shook it off.
I didn't watch. We didn't watch the third, so.
It is the playoffs though. Like you should be battling through some stuff.
Oh right, yeah.
You got to be a warrior.
Speaking of being a warrior, yeah. Marty, do you want to tee this one up
for you?
I'm just like we're speaking of being a warrior, Johnny.
What?
We just wanted to. Me and Marty are just super grateful that you made it through your little bout with having a little illness this week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm a baby.
We realized Johnny.
I'm a baby when I'm sick.
He's a survivor. Let's just say that.
When I'm sick, like it's weird. All battle diversity, no problem. If I catch a cold, I'm done.
You mean adversity?
Yeah. Adversity. Oh, did I say diversity?
Oh yeah. No, you.
I'll jump a hurdle. I should say that instead. I'll jump a hurdle, but when it comes to a cold, I'll die.
Some of the most insane behavior I've ever seen.
It's just the way he
24-hour flu.
Yeah, just the way he kept talking about it. Man, that was like the worst night of my life. Like, I just can't get over it. The worst night of my life, man. I was puking all night.
I was. And I really didn't feel well.
And then you crushed 4 ginger ales before noon the next day.
Had to. And you guys know me. I never drink pop. I just had to.
Yeah.
Just I don't know what came over me.
And me and Taver took full advantage of having those ginger ales in the house and crushed them as soon as we got home.
Yeah. As soon as we got home from practice today, had one.
Yeah. So bottom line is I'm a fucking warrior. So
yeah.
Yeah. We'll just I don't know what you're gonna do. Like
I just one day you're gonna meet a girl.
You guys are gonna fall in love. You're going to get married. But if you ever get sick, she's going to leave your ass so quickly, man.
Oh, man. She's going to be so sick of me by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're going to be like, babe, can you pass me the remote for the television?
Babe, can you text my mom? Ask her if what the symptoms of a stuffy nose mean.
I hate being sick. I can't stand it.
Dude, it was actually bad, though. I felt bad for you because I heard you get up like 3 or 4 times. I will say that you were puking quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Was he barking or puking?
He's both. It sounded like he was barking. But at the start, he was actually puking because you could hear it. And then by the third time, it just sounded like he was barking because there was nothing coming out.
Oh, yeah. It was horrid, boys. Just horrid. I hope everyone just feels bad for me.
Yeah, we do.
Well, our heart went out to you.
Yeah, we commend you, soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Corporal.
Quite possibly the craziest move that you did was at 4 a.m. you decided to thaw strawberries from our freezer and eat them after puking all night.
Can I explain myself on that one? So
yeah, I would think that requires a little bit of explanation people don't think you're crazy.
I couldn't stomach like any water, any fluids, like nothing. And I was so friggin' thirsty. And they had like just like a little bit of like ice on them and whatever. And I took like maybe like 6 or 7 out of the freezer and from the frozen bag that we make smoothies with.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds just to thaw them out like a little bit. And then I was just like kind of munching on those because we didn't have any ice cubes either. So that was what I resorted to. And then I was 4 a.m. texting our booster in my bed. Hey, I'm really sick. Like, can you bring me stuff tomorrow? And she's a sweetheart. God bless her soul. So she saved me.
Yeah. But here's a question for you.
What's up? Shoot.
Why not just like a saltine cracker or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like normal.
So remember when I said I was thirsty? I don't think a saltine cracker would have helped that cause.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would have just...
But that is a good choice though, Jordan. Oh yeah, I would have had camel mouth.
Do you guys ever get that when you wake up and your tongue just feels like a sandpaper belt?
Every morning here. I don't know what it is, man. Here. My room's just super dry here.
Yeah,
my room's dry here too, but there's been a couple mornings this year, like especially where I wake up and like it's like my tongue, I can't even swallow because there's nothing left in there.
Yeah, same here.
Like if I wanted to dry something off, I could wipe it on my tongue and it would like, it was crazy. But yeah, I don't know. The weather here is weird. It's almost like it's like super dry now. Now that I guess the winter's over in the south. I guess it wasn't really much of a winter, but
yeah.
It's like 2 weeks of coldness and then that was it.
Coldness.
Because yeah. It didn't snow. So.
Yeah. And we made it through the first round of playoffs last weekend, thank the Lord.
Yes.
A little bit stressful. We lost the first game of the series, so
we in overtime.
We needed to win the other two, and we ended up doing that. So good job on the boys. But on to the next round this weekend, which is exciting. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated on how that goes. But
Friday, Saturday,
yeah, and Sunday if we need it, yeah. I looked up our playoff picks from the start of the year here, and I have them now that the playoffs are in full swing. If you guys want to go over them,
This is going to be embarrassing.
This is going to be Johnny, embarrassing.
I just have Johnny's in front of me right now.
Oh, it's so fucking far, dumb.
So far, it's not great.
No, there's no chance it is.
But first up's Marty on my list. So,
okay.
Who made it? We'll start with the Metropolitan. So, The three teams that made it from the Metropolitan are Carolina, New Jersey, and the Rangers. And Marty, you were pretty close. You had Carolina, the Rangers, but you had Pittsburgh in the third spot, and they just missed out. So it's not bad. Two for three.
Okay.
Johnny, like I said,
no, I know. It's bad.
Carolina, New York, and New Jersey. You
bang
had
on.
Pittsburgh, Washington, and Philadelphia.
I thought you were reading what I picked. Oh my god!
No, I'm reading what I was just saying. What I was reminding everyone.
Oh but, god! Yeah. Well, I was close with Pittsburgh. Close with Pittsburgh.
Oh, for three. Not but bad.
Close.
Like,
close doesn't okay. count, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this game, it doesn't. No. And for myself, I had the Rangers, Carolina, and Pittsburgh as well, who just missed out. So I was 2 for 3. So overall,
not too shabby
for Marty and I. Johnny, you're off to a rough start, but that's okay. You can make it up here. In the Atlantic, Marty, you had Toronto, Boston, and Ottawa. So,
oh my god, I can't believe I picked Ottawa.
Yeah, I think
they had a great off season though.
Yeah, I know.
I had high hopes for them.
They did, and yeah, I hate to say it, but Johnny, you had
Boston, good pick. Detroit.
Oh, what Detroit? The fuck?
Oh yeah, I remember. I remember saying, "Stick to the Iser plan."
Yeah,
and then you had Ottawa in your third pick. So
why the fuck did I have Ottawa?
So far, you're 1 for 6.
Why did I have Ottawa?
Stay hot, Johnny.
Oh my god!
I don't know why you had Ottawa.
What the hell?
On the other hand, I had Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Boston. So
I
was 3 for 3 in this,
this
category. I didn't pick my Sens. I picked them in the wild card, though. So the wild cards were Florida and who's Carolina playing? The Islanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the two that made it. Marty, you had Florida, so that's good. But you also had the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Ooh. Oh my god, what a dumpster pick.
Yeah, and they were finished I think
second last.
Yeah, second to last. So tough pick for you there, but that's all right.
That should be a negative point for me.
I mean, at the time though, like it like you said, they had a decent they got Johnny Gaudreau, like they had some like decent
they were looking good.
Other than that, I don't
yeah,
like they were looking good.
They had hope, but
good on paper.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good on paper.
Johnny, in the wild card, you did have Toronto and Tampa Bay, so you had two teams that are in the playoffs.
Fucking bang on.
So you went.
It doesn't count for a point, though.
You went 3 for 8.
Yeah,
out of the playoffs. Marty, you went 1, 2.
It's pretty bad.
5. You went 5 for 8, and I had Ottawa and Florida. So I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for 8.
Okay.
So that's the Eastern Conference. That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. I think my other conference should be good.
I think we picked, like a week or two when the season started? So that's not too bad.
Yeah, I think we picked the first weekend of the season.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because you guys said that you wanted to see first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could really judge after game one of 82.
Obviously, we did a good job. Okay, so the next is we got the Pacific. The Pacific.
Can playoffs. I interrupt you quick?
Yeah, go for it. Score update.
The Jets are winning 2-0 right now.
Okay, thank you.
5 minutes in.
That's okay,
great. He scored.
If Austin Friesen's listening, that's the Jets' kryptonite right now.
Yeah.
Is yeah, being up to nothing. That is the Jets kryptonite. That is not good for the Jets.
They're good. Oh, they just took a penalty too.
If they lose and he listens to this tomorrow, he is gonna lose his mind on
you. Yeah.
It's their kryptonite. I'm telling you.
But the Pacific Division, who ended up making it out of the Pacific? It was Vegas, Edmonton, and
LA.
No. LA, yeah, you're right.
That's Pacific?
Yeah, that's Pacific. So Vegas, Edmonton, LA. Marty, you had Vegas, Edmonton, and Calgary. And Calgary just ended up missing out. So 2 for 3, not bad. Johnny, you had Vegas, Calgary, Edmonton. Same thing. So 2 for 3. And I had Edmonton, Calgary, Vegas. So we all copied each other on that. So, I mean, good job, boys. 2 out of 3.
All 2 for 3.
Sure. Calgary kind of blew it for themselves on the way, you know, to the playoffs. But
yeah,
we'll take 2 for 3. I think like this is pretty good. Actually, we're not doing too bad.
Calgary's also another team.
They really shit the bed this year.
Yeah, like that's another team that definitely should have made the playoffs. Like again, like 100%. Good on solid on paper, but and they were buzzing the first half of the year. But
yeah, no, hey, they should have.
Can't win them all.
Kadri, Huberto, sure. Montour, like all those guys. You'd think they were going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Weegar. 2 for 3. I'll wear it.
Oh, 2 for 3 for all.
That's who
all
I meant. Three of us. Montour.
Yeah, he plays for Florida still. Okay, so last division was the Central, and Colorado, Minnesota, and Dallas ended up making out of it. Marty, you had Colorado, Minnesota, and Dallas, so you went 3 for 3 on the picks. Attaboy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Johnny, you went Colorado. There you go. St. Louis. Tough one. And the Chicago Blackhawks.
I remember that. That was so bad.
Remember we gave you the chance to change it too, and you said, no, I'm riding with the boys?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, really. I remember I had a reason. I had
you
a
said
reason.
Like the original six bullshit stuff, I think.
I went
I went
Colorado, Dallas. Colorado, Dallas, and I took St. Louis as well. So
you know, I know happens. I didn't take the Jets, I remember that. I shit on the
it
Jets.
Happens. The two wildcard teams were Winnipeg,
the Jets, and Seattle.
Jordan, you took.
Hold on, you did take the Jets.
I did.
In the wild card, yep. And you took the St. Louis Blues. So 1 for 2, not too bad.
All right,
Johnny, you want to know what you got, buddy?
Oh, not really.
You got Dallas, so you had them in the playoffs at least.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome.
But you took Nashville, who I think just missed out by a couple points.
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
another tough one.
Okay, that's not terrible though. That's not as bad as picking myself. Fucking Chicago.
Myself, I took Minnesota and the Jets. So that's terrible.
A score. Those points there.
So overall, I'm counting every team that make the playoffs out of what you picked. So there's 16 teams that we picked, I think, right? 8 and 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for Marty. 11 out of 16.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. What's half of 16? Like 8? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 50%.
It's exactly 8, actually.
It's a whole number?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, Johnny, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7
out of 16. It's okay, buddy. Almost there. I think you won last year, though. If I don't remember correctly, you won last year's little bracket that we did.
I did. From start to finish. Yeah.
So
less than 50%. It's kind of like my math marks in high school. So
that's
well. There you go. You're right on. Right on par, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah. Just keeping it up.
Math in Ontario
is hard. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I edged Marty out by one. Yeah.
That's not bad. I'd say that's a pretty good picks, to be honest.
So yeah, Marty and I are on the panel from now on. Mm-hmm. Johnny, you got some work to do. Catch up.
Yeah, I'll be sweeping behind the camera.
You're going to have to look at some analytics.
Did you guys make a bracket?
No.
I forgot.
I think you can still make them, though. No, I think yesterday at 9, or I think it was after...
After game one of every series, I thought.
Okay, so maybe. I just made one in the hockey guys thing because obviously they made it.
I'll join that. Yeah, it was their idea, so they should...
Yeah, I joined their bracket, so I better freaking win it since they took our idea.
Yeah, I wonder what the prize like. Did they say there's a prize or anything or no?
Yeah, you get a signed Troy McTavish stick.
Sweet.
You get a signed.
I would love to win one of those.
A Bulls jersey.
But yeah, so I'm excited for the rest of the playoffs. It should be. I mean, honestly, like the games really haven't been that exciting yet.
No,
not but like it's. I guess
not
it's
physical. Like not.
No,
I know.
No.
But usually it's like there's like scrums at every whistle.
Like remember that Florida Tampa series a couple years ago?
Yeah, there's like that, not even any scrums.
Like that was playoff hockey.
I guess the closest thing we've seen to it was the Wild and whoever they're playing. I forget.
Oh, I'm blanking too. Dallas.
Oh, Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
That one was a little more physical, but still, like, I don't know. Maybe it's the American broadcast. Like, we talked about this last week. Like, the Canadian broadcast for these playoff games is just so much better for some reason.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just don't know why.
They just get more into it.
Yeah, I feel like the announcers like if there's are just a way hit, more...
They're like, yelling and bringing it up.
It's, again, like, the most of the guys commentating on the game, like, played, too. I guess at that level, I don't know. Maybe like it's got to be something to do with that, or have a better appreciation of it. I guess I don't know. I don't want to bash on the American broadcasters, but there is a difference for sure.
I just think there's like I don't know a difference in the way that the game is. Like, I don't mind the TNT intermission stuff. I think that stuff's funny.
Yeah,
but the way that I don't know, it's just different for some reason.
Like, are you talking about the color commentating?
I'm talking about the play by play and the color stuff. That's just like different.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about it, but it just seems different for whatever reason. So that stuff's got to pick up hopefully here in the next couple games. But something that didn't disappoint. Did you guys see the highlights of the NYPD and FDNY games?
Sure did. That was.
Yeah.
Like, still kind of blows my mind, that game.
That they still chuck them?
The biggest thing that blows my mind about that game is the fact that doesn't matter what the score is, if it's a blowout or a close game, when the game's basically over and there's like 20 seconds left, they will square up at center ice and fight.
That one guy, did you see that one fight? That guy got knocked out?
Yeah.
That was like, wild.
It's, and it's that was huge. Insane.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
like,
but like, why? Like,
because it's just one.
Has there been any TV analytics on that game yet that you guys have seen?
What do you mean?
Like
what do you mean?
How many streams?
Oh no, I haven't seen. Well, Barstool did it, right? So they did it on Barstool TV online. I'm sure it did pretty well.
Yeah,
the whole production of it was pretty well done by Barstool and the Spin Chicklets guys or whatever. So.
Yeah, they did
a good job with it. And like we watched that YouTube video, which was 45 minutes long, of the like road, like basically they just followed both teams for a while and showed what they all do during the day and stuff. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was really good.
Some of them are like hilarious too because they're just like resident New Yorkers and they're like in their 40s, but yet they're just like still playing on this team because they love the boys.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be like, that's going to be Johnny in the day. Johnny, you're gonna do something like that?
Like what?
Are you gonna play
like play
hockey when you're 40 and just go square up with someone with 20 seconds left in an 8-5 game?
Yeah, if I'm not doing that, I'll probably just be with my kids.
And I really want kids.
Yeah. So
I'd rather just be sitting in the stands watching my kids do it.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Screaming at them.
What about you guys? You guys going to be squaring up in senior A hockey?
I don't think so.
No, I just bear hug people. So
yeah, Marty will give him the arm bar, and then
my gloves are glued on for the rest of my life. Just kidding.
Try and shake them off. You're like, what the hell? Why is it still stuck on there?
My fingernail's caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my shoulders hurt. My shoulders hurt.
Yeah.
As you're tussling, hey, just so you know, I got a bad hand.
Yeah, just so you know, just take it easy, please.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Oh,
Johnny, you're full of energy today, aren't you?
Buzzing. He really is.
He's just coming off being sick, so we got to cut him a little bit of a break.
Oh, it's all that Pedialyte in my system.
Johnny, what do you think the resident fans of Toronto are doing right now? You think they're like, what do you think Rick Rowley's doing right now? He's just crying.
Oh, Rick Rowley? Rick Rowley's probably bashing his head against the side of the ACC right now.
Yeah, I think like that's just such an embarrassing. You can't lose 7-3 at home the first game of the playoffs.
Yeah, I it's either between that or finding out where Michael Bunting lives.
Yeah, that was a tough penalty. I don't know if that's a 5-minute.
Like, at Michael. The end of the day, it is a call. But, yeah, still, it's just like...
Like, what happened to playoff reffing where they put the whistles away and just let the boys go at it? Oh. Because, like, in the first period, there was, like, 5 penalties.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the call on Luke
Shen. In every game so far.
I know.
The call on Luke Shen when they gave him a cross-checking for pushing a guy with one hand. In front of the net, too. Like, brutal. You're a D-man. You're clearing the front of the net, and you push him with one hand, and he gets a fucking cross-checking. That's not even the right...
one slashing penalty, too.
Even if you're going to call it, that's not even the right call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interference at the very most.
If anything. But it's not.
It's a soft interference call, if anything.
I don't know. I hope... I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah.
Mr. Bettman. Mr. Bettman will talk to him, you think?
Yeah, Mr. Bettman. I don't... or whoever the head of the reffing is for the NHL. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm so flabbergasted over here.
He's a little flustered. Clearly.
Yeah, that hamster's just... I can't... Is that hamster walking or running in your head?
I'm holding back. I'm just holding back, that's all. I have things to say, but I'm holding back.
You can't just jump too far down their throat because there is...
It's game one.
Possibly 6 games left in the series, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Tampa looked good, though. Like, they were much faster than the Leafs.
They just look like a playoff team. Like, they know how to play.
Yeah.
All their goals were scored, in, like, pretty much
in the crease.
Yeah. In the crease, in the house.
Yeah, we were saying the Leafs looked like they went out last night.
Yeah.
Maybe they did.
They might have. They looked like it. Looked like the boys had wine legs.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
They had red wine. They had red wine soaked legs.
Yeah, everyone's lips were purple out there.
Yeah, that's true. I bet you they did. I bet you they went out to try and shake the curse.
You think they went to Belfast or something like that?
Yeah, maybe. That place sucks.
Oh my god! Yeah, that place is a dump.
No, the place you guys didn't like was locals only. The one downstairs.
Oh no! Yeah, I like Belfast.
You like Belfast?
No, Belfast was the one where
you were DJ.
Belfast was the one where I was being the DJ on the glass cups, and I kept breaking them.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was Belfast.
cousins were like, stop.
Yeah. And I was like, no.
That night escalated so quickly too, because like when we got there, everyone was just dead ass sober and you can barely get a drink.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We slid into that table and somehow we got our own waitress that would come back and forth to our own table so we didn't have to go to the bar.
Yeah.
And from there, we just caught a vibe. And
that was the night we did the walk home, right?
Yeah, like this? The walk home. Like, yeah, you had to go prank. Like this the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the funniest thing about that trip, though, was our last night, we were just out of gas from going every night since Thursday. And we went to Locals Only and we just sat in a corner and had a beer. And we're like, yeah. Hey, like, you guys just like want to get out of here?
Yeah. Home that by was, 11.
Yeah. That was such a
losers.
Like, no, not even just like a losers. That was just such a grown up decision that we all made that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like in our younger days, we would have just been trying to chase wherever, you know, you can go and have fun.
Just run. But,
like, we just got to the first place. It was shoulder to shoulder. We were backed up against the entrance wall where people kept having to bump into us just coming in the bar. Had to wait half an hour to get a drink. So we just looked at each other and said, hey, you guys want to just go and have a couple beers in the room and just chill and go to bed?
Yep.
And then you guys were like, yeah. And then when we walked about 30 minutes back to the hotel, and then we got there and Johnny zipped right back out the door because he wanted to go to a Chinese food place with his cousin.
No, they were at another bar and my brother was there, and my brother, my sister, more of my cousins, and then some of my brother's friends were there too, and they asked me to meet up with them. So you got to do that.
Okay, so I retract my grown up decision comment for you. For the rest of us, I keep it.
Yeah, but we ended up at a Chinese food place after that because those places are woke up to and, like.
Oh yeah.
What?
And Johnny was and Johnny's on sister. Oh wait.
What?
Oh yeah, no. Okay, so
she was calling me because she was driving me home.
I've never told this story before, but this is the most outrageous acting story I've ever heard in my entire life. But so Johnny left. It was me, Johnny, and Marty in a hotel room, and Johnny left, and we didn't know when he'd be back, so we were like, whatever, we just went to bed. And Marty and I wake up, and Johnny's snoozed out on this lounging chair in our hotel room like a hobo.
And I got so back at like whatever. Five.
Like, yeah, so uncomfy. We were like,
whatever, like, let him sleep. So then Marty had an earlier flight than I was driving, so I could leave whenever. So Marty took off, and then Johnny crawled into Marty's bed and just passed back out. So I'm like, okay, whatever, I just go back to sleep for a little while. I wake up to hearing Johnny's phone ringing, and he has it in his hand right by his ear, and he's not waking up.
It's on vibrate.
So I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I see that it's his sister calling. So I'm like, Pacer, get up. Your sister's calling you. And he's like, hello? And then she's like, John, I'm here to drive you home. I'm outside. Can you just please hurry up? He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll be out in a minute. Hangs up, dead back asleep. Back asleep for another 15, 20 minutes. She's waiting outside in the valet parking lot of the hotel. She calls him again 20 minutes later. Johnny, I'm seriously not kidding. Where are you? And he's like, he answers. He goes, he's still in bed. Hasn't moved. He goes, relax, I'm in the elevator. So then he gets up, starts putting some clothes on. He's not packed or anything. So he's putting all his clothes in his bag, slowly wandering his way down. And then I think she probably was waiting. She probably waited there for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And it was a 45-minute back home.
Yeah. And getting out of downtown is just a nightmare, too.
That was insane. When I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, relax. I'm in the elevator. He's still in bed sleeping. I'm like, oh, my God.
Had to buy
it's a confusing
some,
hotel.
Had to buy some time.
Yeah, seriously. That was crazy. Because I was like, holy hell. Like,
dude, I was...
I don't know. Was she wasn't out with you the night before, though, was she?
No, she was. It was but just your that brother. No, she was there, too. But that was her only night out. That was 4 out of 4 for me. So I needed to... maybe catch the extra half hour, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
batteries were a little low. And I'm pretty, the day before that we were on the ice for 6 hours?
Just another, it was the day before.
Yeah.
Just another way of putting that is your time is more valuable than hers, though. It would be a different way of putting it.
That morning it was, for sure. Not usually, but that morning, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I just remember I was dying laughing because I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on my way down, hangs up the phone, goes back to bed for 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was...
Sister would come... My sister would walk up to the hotel room, go to the front desk, get a key, come in, and beat the piss out of me, and then drive away without me.
mine's an angel. She's the best.
Yeah, she's a good soul.
They might just be used to you being a little behind schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
Possibly. I did make us late in high school a lot because we're only a year apart.
Vegas scored 2-1.
And then that was the other crazy thing. When I came to your house, speaking of how you're the king of your family, and everyone waits on you, the craziest thing, Jordan, you've been to Johnny's house before, right?
Yeah.
So you know Paul's room has the two beds in it?
Yeah.
So I go to Johnny's house, and again, I get there, and Johnny's not there. I've said that before. I arrive at his house, and he's not there. He's somewhere else. So everyone's like, oh, we're just waiting on Johnny.
I was coming back from hockey.
Anyways, I don't know what happened, but whatever. And then Johnny's like, oh, yeah. You can stay in my sister's room just because Paul's coming home, yada, yada, yada. Then we'll go leave in the morning, and she's going to sleep. I don't know where she was going to sleep. Oh, she's going to sleep in Paul's room with like in the other bed. So I'm like, hold on. Why don't Johnny and I sleep in the bed with two or in the room with two beds? You sleep in your own bed and Paul just sleeps in Johnny's bed. And she was like, oh, no. It's just the way that we had planned it out. And Johnny's like, yeah, Tav, we already planned it out this way. And I'm like,
it's because we didn't want to give you the twin bed. That's why we're just trying to be maximum comfort at the Pace household.
But at this point, we were already in those beds because we were watching TV. So I was like, "There's no way we're getting." And then I started like, "I'm like Johnny, I'm not getting out of this bed." He's like, "Yeah, you are. I'm sleeping in my own bed." I'm like, "No, you're not." He's like, "Dude, why have to be so difficult?" I'm like, "Shut up, dude."
Oh man, I
forgot about that. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
That's a but good yeah. one.
The king will return. I like it.
The king will
return.
The king is going to return in a couple weeks. Yeah. Get ready, Paula and Ralph. The king is coming home.
The king's coming back.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
All right. Well, I think that concludes this week's episode.
Yep.
Good job, fellas.
Great.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. We appreciate your support. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
See you, folks.
Cheers.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
Vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.